This is KBA News. I'm Trip Kraus. Rural Alaskans are expressing concerns with the counting process as the 2020 census begins in Tuxuk Bay next month. Some fear there will be repercussions if they share details about their cramped living conditions. But as KNOM's Davis Hovey reports, census leaders say accurate data could reduce the overcrowding throughout the state.
The census has failed Alaska. We're multi-general households. If they're only counting one, they're not getting an accurate count. We have overcrowded schools, no funding for that. There's no access to housing.
During this year's AFN convention, Tricia Coleman from the native village of Aklutna voiced her concerns at a breakout session focused on the 2020 census. She questioned the panelists from the U.S. Census Bureau on how they intended to ensure the upcoming count would be done correctly and accurately. Donna Bach, tribal partnership specialist for the census, addressed some of Coleman's concerns. She agreed that the overcrowding issue is a reason to justify accurately counting Alaskans, not to discourage it.
I think it's common in a lot of households, not just in rural Alaska, to have multi-generational homes. And the emphasis, I think, should be on essentially ensuring that every resident gets counted that resides in that household.
As Coleman said before, she believes that multiple generations living in each household leads to overcrowded conditions, and this indicates a failure of the census to count how many people actually live in each house across rural Alaska. Coleman told the panel at AFN that her and her children were not even counted during the 2010 census. For the Bering Strait region alone, the latest report from the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation found that 27% of housing units are either overcrowded or severely overcrowded. According to AHFC, this rate is more than 8 times the national average and the third most overcrowded region in the state. Former CEO and president of Bering Strait's Regional Housing Authority, Chris Kolarok, said BSRHA has been given other striking data.
In the Bering Straits outside of Nome, the overcrowding rate is 37%. 19% of that are homes being classified as severely overcrowded. And during community meetings, we have been confronted with the heartbreaking stories of 21 people sharing a small 3-bedroom home.
The 2018 Alaska Housing Assessment from AHFC also says the state needs 16,000 housing units to be built in order to alleviate overcrowding. According to Bach, the 2020 census data can provide information to support a solution to the lack of housing in Alaska. Bach says the more than 320 federal programs that benefit Alaska, including housing development, all rely on accurate census data.
I think of BIPOC mail for aviation industry in Alaska. I think of free and reduced lunch programs. I think of, migrant ed funding, SNAP, TANF, Medicaid.
According to Bach, Alaska receives $3.2 billion in federal funding each year, and any sort of undercount in the upcoming census would mean losing some of that money. Reporting in Nome, I'm Davis Hovey.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Kraus.